Journey of a believer. A believer's road is narrow, yet filled with sacred grace. Each trial becomes a lantern. Journey of a believer.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Salatu wassalamu ala khatamin nabiyyin. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, welcome to another beautiful episode of the silsila Journey of a Believer. Wherever you are, we hope that you and your family are safe and sound. Don't forget, when you make dua for yourself, your family, your community, then keep the ummah also in your duas. The ummah, the Muslims, the believers are one body. When one part feels the pain, the entire body feels the pain. So make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the sake of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, then he azza wa jal grants relief to the ummah, shifa to those who are sick and suffering, maghfirah to those who have passed away, and protection against the oppressors. Today we are going to be highlighting something that we all need to develop. Develop a soft heart. Nurture a soft heart. Something so important that's also linked to the character of the person, the mannerisms, the way in which they speak, the words that they use, their actions, compassion, kindness, being polite. So before we get into developing a soft heart, let's remember the beautiful hadith, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So let's make some good intentions. Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, I am watching, I am listening to the silsila for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of your beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. I'm here to seek knowledge of deen. What I learn, I will try to practice and share with others as well. Inshallahul Kareem. We should all do ourselves a favor and take out some time to read the glorious Quran. His Eminence, the founder of Dawati Islami, Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir Ahl-Sunnat, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal, Muhammad Ilyas, Attar, Qadri, Razavi, Ziyai, Damat Barakatuhumul Aliya, has advised us to start with three verses, minimum three verses of the Holy Quran every single day, and go over the translation from Kanzul Iman of Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayhi. The English commentary is available, Miftahul Ihsan, done by a great scholar, Mufti Abdul Nabi Hamidi, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi. Allah Azza wa Jal elevate his status. So the material is there. Soft copy, hard copy, it's available. Every day, recite large amounts of dhikrullah, salawat, durud-e paak, istighfar. Make sincere tawbah on a daily basis. Abstain from sins. Fulfill rights of others, be punctual with the daily salahs and perform them correctly. Learn and practice the sunnah. Learn a dua for the day or something of deen for the day. And obey Allah and His Rasul, Azza wa Jalla, wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyiduna Abu Talha al-Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu reports that one morning, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam woke up in a state of happiness. Joy was visible on his luminous face. The noble companions, alayhim ridwan, they asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have awoken in a state of happiness? Joy is visible on your face? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, yes. Someone came from my Lord, the mighty, the majestic, and said to me, whoever from your ummah, your nation, sends salat, durood upon you once, Allah records for him 10 good deeds, removes 10 of his sins and elevates him by 10 degrees and sends equal amount of mercy upon him. And this is just for the recitation of Durood Sharif one time. What are we waiting for? You're traveling to work, you're returning from work, you're going to school, uni, college, you're returning home. Read Durood Pak, read Durood Sharif. Recite whatever you have memorized of the Holy Quran, istighfar, dhikrullah. These things, inshallahul kareem, will benefit us in this world, the grave, and on the day of judgment as well. Insha'Allahul Kareem. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. A great companion, Sahabi, Sayyiduna Tamim al-Dari, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He embraced Islam in the 9th year of the Hijrah. He would perform an abundance of worship and was very passionate about reciting the glorious Quran. During the evening prayers, he would recite the entire Quran in one rak'ah, in one unit of salah. Allahu Akbar. Sayyiduna Tamim al-Dari radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the first person to illuminate al-Masjid al-Nabawi. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports, we were once sitting with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when a camel approached, galloping, running, until it stood next to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's blessed head, as if it was saying something, speaking to him. And it was. Upon hearing the camel's plea, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O camel, be at ease. If you are truthful, then your truthfulness is for you. But if you are lying, your falsehood will be upon you. Indeed, Allah Almighty protects the one who seeks refuge in us. And whoever seeks sanctuary with us will never be disappointed. Those who were there asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is this camel saying? The beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered, this camel's owners want to slaughter it and consume its meat. So it has run away, seeking protection of your Prophet. Whilst we were in this state, the owners of the camel, they arrived. They were running to reclaim their camel. When the camel saw them, it returned beside the blessed head of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, seeking protection. Those people said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is our camel. It has been on the run for 3 days and we couldn't find it, but now it's with you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, indeed, it is complaining to us, a most grievous complaint. They asked, what is it saying? The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, it grew up in your protection for many years. You would load it and go to the place of grazing in the summer. And when winter came, you would travel to a place of warmth. When it grew old, you sought to gain offspring from it. And Allah Azza wa Jal granted you from it a pasturing camel. So when this year of abundance came upon you, you intended to slaughter it and eat its meat. They responded, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, indeed, the matter is like that. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, this is not the recompense of a dutiful slave from its masters. They said, Ya Rasulullah, indeed, we will not slaughter it nor sell it. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded, you have lied. He indeed implored you, but you did not respond to his plea. I am more worthy of showing mercy than you. For indeed, Allah Almighty has taken out mercy from the hearts of the hypocrites and placed it in the hearts of the believers. And so, what did the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam do? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam purchased that camel for 100 dirhams and said to the camel, "Go, you are free for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal." The camel then left. After praying for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his ummah, O devotees, O lovers of the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O lovers of the Sahaba ikram, Ahlul Bayt and Awliya Allah, this is a unique compassion of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Camel meat is allowed for us to eat, as long as it is slaughtered, it is sacrificed according to the Shari'i protocols. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sacrificed camels himself. But this situation was unique. The camel served its owners for many years and wanted to be given the reward of being set free. And therefore it went to the court of the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And whoever seeks protection from the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will not be left empty-handed. Mercy, compassion, kindness, gentleness are ways, avenues to soften the heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين. And we sent you not but as a mercy for all the worlds. In the wonderful commentary of Al-Quran called Tafsir Siratul Jinan, it is mentioned that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam is a mercy for the prophets, the messengers, and angels. He is a mercy in religious and worldly matters for both humans and jinn. He is a mercy for Muslims and non-Muslims, for animals, for plants, and for those things which are inanimate, lifeless. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a mercy for everything in creation. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma says, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam being a mercy is universal for the believer and for the disbeliever. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a mercy for the Muslims in this world and the hereafter. However, for a non-Muslim, he is only a mercy in this world. Due to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the disbeliever's punishment has been delayed. Worldly punishments of facial disfigurement has been swallowed by the earth. It has been lifted from him. The reviver of Islam, the scholar of Sharia, the destroyer of Bid'ah, the Imam of the Ahlus Sunnah, Ala Hazrat, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali, has mentioned that here the word Alam refers to everything except Almighty Allahu Azza wa Jal. So it includes the prophets and angels, alayhi salatu wasalam. This entails that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mercy and blessing for them, and that they all benefit from him. Make showing mercy necessary upon yourself. Do you know where we start this? In the home, the household. It's easy to be kind and merciful and polite outside the house. with your fellow students, with your fellow colleagues, at the workplace, in public, than in the home for many people. Because you have a reputation to uphold. You have to display good mannerisms and a good character, refined character. You don't want to come across as somebody who's rude and uses abusive, filthy, obscene, vulgar, dirty language and who's bossy and narcissistic. Because people will then distance themselves from you. But in the home, we all live there. Where are they going to go? I can behave how I want. From a man to a monster or a mouse. That's the starting point in your household. To be merciful amongst each other. Compassion and kindness, politeness, gentleness goes a long way. These things help to develop a soft heart. And the one who is not merciful, listen. Sayyiduna Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, you will not enter Jannah until you show mercy. The noble companions alayhim ridwan responded, we are all merciful. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, this does not mean you must only be merciful to one another, but merciful to all. Merciful to all. Mercy to fellow humans. Mercy to animals, to creatures, to insects. This helps to develop the soft heart. And who knows, maybe that act of mercy of yours will be so loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the person could receive forgiveness. We have all heard of the great giant scholar of Islam, the proof of Islam, Imam al-Ghazali, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. After his passing away, somebody saw him in a dream and asked, how did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala treat you? Did he forgive you? He said, alhamdulillah. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu forgave me. And the person who was dreaming asked, what was the reason that led to your forgiveness? Listen to what he said in the summary of the narration. He said that, I was one day writing one of my books. I decided to take a little break. So I placed the pen down. I noticed a fly buzzing around and sitting on the nib, sucking the ink. So I thought the fly is so thirsty because for some time it's drinking the ink. So I felt some mercy in my heart for that fly. I didn't chase it away. I thought, let it satisfy itself. And after drinking for some time, it flew away. Because of that mercy I showed to that fly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave my sins. Be merciful, be kind. Even if somebody is not kind to you, that is a defect in their character. Why you want to stoop down to their level and behave like them? They are swearing you. They are using filthy language. Why you want to come down to their level and behave like them? What's the difference then? No, I'm defending myself. Yes, to clear your name, we should do that. To protect your reputation, we should do that. It doesn't mean becoming like that person and spewing out the drivel of vulgar, obscene words and languages. Sayyidina Ali al-Khawas, rahmatullah ta'ala Ali, he was a great saint of Islam. There were never any ants in his home. Do you know what he should do? He would place pieces of bread in front of the holes in the walls and say, when ants get hungry, they are forced to leave their homes in search of food, and then they are crushed by somebody's foot or animals trample over them. I place this food in front of their homes so they don't need to endanger themselves. Look at the the thought processing, the mindset of our pious people, the saints of Islam, that yes, they displayed mercy to people in general, friend, family, the public, but they were also merciful to animals and insects. And I'm highlighting this one point because if you can get this right, it will open up the doors to many different goodnesses. One of them is the development of a soft heart, a caring heart, a sincere heart. That's what we all need to develop. That's what you call a good heart. A heart which is sincere, which is soft, which is caring, not abrupt and rude. And by just studying the seerah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or the seerah of Anbiya alayhi wasallam, Sahaba Ahlul Bayt and Awliya Allah, you'll get to realize this. The softness of the hearts of the pious people, how they behaved with others, what kind of compassion, kindness and gentleness they displayed. We'll get to realize that. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. And they are our role models. Of course, our ultimate role model is the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They are our leaders, our guides, our heroes, not the fake, superficial heroes, so-called superheroes we see today that don't exist. The so-called celebrities that some people feel, hey, that I want to be like that. Those people are drunkards, alcoholics, drug addicts. They're addicted to gambling. They are fornicators and adulterers. They are those people who feel entitled. They are those people whose marriages don't last, who use vulgar, dirty, filthy words. That's their reality. It's up to us. The right way we choose or the wrong way. You person wants to choose these impure, dirty people who can't even clean themselves properly in the washroom, or we want to follow the beloved of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the beloved ones of the beloved. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam kissed Sayyidina Imam Hassan and Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, his grandchildren, who were very beloved to him. A man was sitting nearby and observed this. And the man said, I have 10 sons, but I have never ever kissed any of them. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam looked at that person and said, whoever is not merciful to others will not be treated mercifully. O devotees, O lovers of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of Sahaba Ikram, Ahlul Bayt, Awliyaullah, children are a great blessing from Almighty Allah. Regardless if it's a son or daughter, be loving, be caring, especially to daughters, as they are loving in nature. Do you know the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do not dislike daughters, for indeed they are loving. Another narration, whoever is granted a daughter and he neither buries her alive nor disparages her or favors his son over her, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will admit him into Jannah by her. If we have to go back and with sincerity see how women were treated at that time before Islam permeated that region in pre-Islamic Arabia, you'll get to find out that women were oppressed like we cannot believe. They were chattel. They were treated as objects, as goods. And Islam arrives, the Savior, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and frees them from oppression, gives them rights, even the right to inherit, the right to have her own business, to earn her own wealth. And so many narrations are there. The female as a mother, Jannah is under her feet. As a wife, the best of you is the one who's best to his wife. as a daughter. Allahu Akbar. So many wonderful narrations. That whoever looks after them, teaches them Islamic knowledge, will be close to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam in paradise. Daughters, so treat them well. Show your concern, your sincere, genuine concern. Tell your children you love them. How beautiful, how gorgeous, how wonderful they are. If you don't, somebody out there who doesn't mean it will tell them and they'll believe them. So tell your kids you love them and build your mercy, gentleness, politeness, compassion and kindness in order to develop a soft heart. Until next time, keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Journey of a believer. A believer's road is narrow, yet filled with sacred grace. Each trial becomes a lantern. Journey of a believer.